And when your subconscious is not ready to be confronted with that, it will jack you up.
And now for something completely different.
Welcome to
Surrounded by Idiots
Radio
Podcast.
Well, welcome back, fellow survivor, to the Surrounded by Idiots Radio Podcast. This is Tony Dufresne, PhD. I am extremely excited to be here. Why? Because I'm going to talk about something that we've all been dealing with over the last year, year and a half or so, and it is languishing and pandemic fatigue. I would like to go through and chat briefly about what people say that it is, that it really isn't. Then talk about really what it is and the reasons why we're going through this and the reasons why it's a legit thing. So if you look on YouTube or anywhere in the blogosphere or the internet, you're going to see this languishing or pandemic fatigue. A lot of people are talking about it. They're talking about it being, you know, the blahs, and meh, or not depressed, but not really your bright-eyed, bushy-tailed best version of yourself either. There's this kind of this general wet blanket held over because of the incredible amount of change that has happened that has swept over the entire world. Now, interestingly enough, languishing has been around the psychology and psychiatry circles for some time. It was actually back in 2002 when there was, I think it was a social psychologist has actually keyed the term of languishing. And basically it means a sense of stagnation and emptiness. But here's the piece I think that a lot of people are missing. What languishing and pandemic fatigue really is, it's a traumatic stress reaction. And it's a reaction to the incredible amounts of survival-based change that we have been faced with over the past year or so. It's a resistance to adapting to this new normal. We, as a group, don't do super well with big amounts of change, and especially if it comes down to an unknown thing that may or may not kill you or your friends and family. So basically, over the past year or so, we have been attempting, en masse, everybody, to try to figure out a way to cope and to accept and to move forward through this thing. Human beings don't like the unknown. And the thing that makes it worse now than this would have been 100,000 or so years ago is the fact that we hold ourselves to a higher level of expectation in regards to what we should be able to do. We have incredible amounts of technology. Our medical breakthroughs over the past 50 years have been off the charts unbelievable. So you would think that this mutant virus would be controllable, even if it started spreading uncontrollably, because of the safety net or the technology or the amount of knowledge that we have currently. And with the bar set so high, it comes down to the whole thing about not meeting expectations. There's a feeling of powerlessness. And in the process, we release a bunch of chemicals, and it releases cortisol, which is a stress hormone. When there's a lot of cortisol in your system, when you're trying to cope with something that you just don't know anything about, and you don't have the answers to it, and you know how much we hate not having answers to things, it starts to slowly drain your life force out of you. And that is what languishing is. Now, the symptoms of that are what people talk about a lot. Those are the symptoms of feeling blah or meh or not having that life force or not caring a whole bunch or not being depressed but not being, you know, happy, being testy, having no energy, hypersensitive to things, overly bored, you know, listless, joyless. Cat adoption, putting that purple streak in your hair, taking the cat back to the cat adoption agency. Those are symptoms of the PTSD. Those are symptoms of what's happening in your subconscious, what's happening with your chemical makeup, because your entire system is just trying to keep you safe and keep you alive. But in the process, it's burning up a lot of energy. And another thing that this has all done to us with the forced isolation, we don't have the distractions in our lives that we had, that we have had in the past. And, you know, it's like anything, when you sit there in the dark and you start to have to confront certain things that you have tried to push down for so many years because you just don't want to do it, or you're scared to death to face these certain things in your life to where you know it's going to be a painful journey through them. And what COVID has done is it has put all of us in a position to where we have more time to do that introspection. And when your subconscious is not ready to be confronted with that, it will jack you up. So what this comes down to is we're all dealing with this traumatic experience, trying to accept this new thing, trying to figure out the best angle of survival without really knowing how. But we have now found ourselves in a new place. We have vaccines that are effective. We have a number of people that have done the right thing and gotten the vaccine. So what do we do? What do you do if you're just ready to go? You're in the blocks, you're at the drag strip, and you're just going to punch it when the light turns green. What do you do if you're now more hesitant than you were before? Going from what you're used to a completely different reality, then back to what you were used to. First of all, that's not going to happen because the new reality, the thing that's happening right now, is not going to be exactly like it was before. So regardless of where you're at on that spectrum, there is a way out of this languishing and pandemic fatigue. It's surrendering to the fact that this is not just some common or some malaise that you're going through that you should not have been going through. This is a big deal. It's a bottom core PTSD stress reaction. It had a major impact on your psychological and your physiological system. Once you accept the fact that it's okay to be in the soup, then the next and the most important step in all of this is to take some action. And I'm not talking about taking the same action that you've taken in regards to getting up, going to work, coming home, having a beer, having dinner, and going to bed. I'm talking about a baby step action that's going to take you back into something that's going to create some levels of joy, something that you were restricted to do at the time that the pandemic was happening, which is socialize. So in some form or fashion, socialize, but take a very small step out there and build upon that, because it's a new world out there. You've opened up the bunker door and you've got to now navigate your new terrain with the understanding that all of the things that have happened over the past few months have not left you and you're still impacted by those things. So be compassionate to yourself. Be okay with having crappy days. Over the past few months, all of my clients have been dealing with the same exact thing. If you're dealing with this and you feel as though an action to take would be to talk to somebody, to get coached, to get a little counseling behind you, maybe to kind of jumpstart things, please get a hold of me at tony@javabud.com, J-A-V-A-B-U-D. If you have any suggestions for something to talk about, please send them my way, tony@javabud.com. Be good to yourself and be good to others. I will see you next week.